Okay, so officially we started the self-hire this week. So we're going to talk about a few brief topics in the beginning of the self-hire, and eventually you'll see them inside, hopefully. The Mishnah begins on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Hanose Yaseisha, Upaska Imo Kidei Shiyazan Esbita Chameshanim Chayiv Luzuno Chameshanim. So a person enters into a second marriage. His wife has a daughter from a previous marriage. He contracts to support his wife's daughter from the previous marriage for a period of 5 years. And that contractual obligation is binding. The Ritva points out, so you see from here, that his chayvus on a davar she'eno katsav is binding. If a person obligates himself to pay an undefined sum of money, that his chayvus is chal. Rather, the Ritva assumes that this is a davar, that mizonos is considered a davar she'eno katsav. That's what the Rashba and the Ramban say as well in the Gemara in Gittin and Aleph, which has a little bit of parallel to our sugya. Some of our sugya appears here in Gittin and Aleph. So there the Rashba and the Ramban both write that mizonos is considered a davar she'eno katsav. Why is it a davar she'eno katsav? How is it not a defined sum? Because market values fluctuate. If a person says, I'm going to support you, so support 1 year could be $100, and support the next year could be $150, because the price of everything could fluctuate. So that's why it's considered a Darvish Eino Katsav. In the Lashon of the Ramban in Gittin, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Hi Nizones, and the Ramban says, V'cheinu Vadai, that is considered a Darvish Eino Katsav, Sherei Pa'amim Shashar Misyakir Umozil. That sometimes the market value goes up and sometimes the market value goes down, so it's something that fluctuates. Even if the amount of time that's contracted into is steady, you say 5 years, that's a set amount of time, but the amount of money that you may have to spend is not defined, and that's a darvish and a katsav. So you see that a chayvus for darvish and a katsav is chal. The Rashba and the Ramban in that sugya in Gittin bring a raya to the fact that mizonos is considered a davar she'eino katsav from the Gemara earlier in our Masechta on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there, in defining, determining the chi of mizonos in general, so the Gemara has a machlokas beginning on the very bottom line of Nun Ches Amud Beis, Rav Shmuel Savi Tiknu Mizonos Tachas Maisi Adeha Uma'a Kesef Tachas Mosar. The kaven de loka yavla makasav moser di dahavi. Rather, avas are retikna mizonos tachas mosar. Umakasav tachas maisiyadaha. So is the takana mizonos tachas mosar or tachas maisiyadaha? Rather, avas says, tikna mizonos tachas mosar, makasav tachas maisiyadaha. The kaven de kayavla mizone moser di dahavi. The Gemara says, maikim ifugi. Mar saver midi de shriach and midi de shriach. So you learn how midi the shkiach, one from another, and the ma'isi adeh is shkiach, and moser is not shkiach. So you learn out ma'isi adeh to mizonos, which are both shkiach, to the exclusion of moser, which is not shkiach. The mar saver, midi the kayitz, and midi the kayitz. And the mar saver that we learn out, midi the kayitz from midi the kayitz, so we learn out ma kesef from moser. And mizonos is not midi the kayitz. Sorry, maisa kesef and maisa adayim are kayitz, and you see that mizonos is not kayitz. So that's right from this gemara that mizonos is considered davar she'eino kashav. Yeah.
In the chiddush of our gemara, what the gemara spoke about before, is that the person being mishayv himself is supposed to pay
the correct. That's talking about the objective theme mizonos. Mm-hmm. Correct. And here we're talking about being mischayev yourself in an obligation that otherwise wouldn't have been imposed upon you. Correct. Okay, so again, so far we have the Ritva pointing out from our Gemara that you see you could be mischayev in a davar she'eino katsav, and the Ramban and the Rashba point out that definitionally mizonos is considered a davar she'eino katsav. If you look in Rashi there in the Gemara in Gittin Nun Aleph, Rashi Dibur Maskel Nizonos writes that mizonos is considered a davar katsav. Our Gemara that we just read in Nuches seems pretty explicit that mizonos is not a davar katsav. So the Korban Nisanel here in our sugya raises this issue, and the Korban Nisanel points out in Oth Zion in the beginning of our parak that the Gemara in Gittin Rashi is referring to mizonos as a davar hakatzav, is talking about the standard limited chiyuv mizonos, meaning sometimes when we talk about mizonos can include refu as well. Refuah is definitely a davar she'eino kasev. No telling whether there are going to be any medical bills, what the doctor's bills are going to be. So if you're talking about mizonos, strictly speaking, that might be defined as a davar hakasev, at least for Rashi. But if you're talking about the broader mizonos and that which goes along with it, including kli refuah, that everyone would have to agree is a davar she'eino kasev. Okay. The Rambam seems to be of the opinion that our Gemara is indeed talking about a davar she'eino kasev, mizonos is a davar she'eino kasev, and you see in our Gemara that this is how this works, but our Gemara is the exception rather than the rule. Meaning you can't learn out from our Gemara to general choshen mishpas to the hischaivus of a davar she'eino kasev, the chala Torah kula. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, Chayiv asma b'davar she'eino kasev. If a person accepts upon himself a hischaivus midas for an undefined sum, kigon she'amar hareini chayiv lazan oscha olik siska chamishanim, I obligate myself to support you or to clothe you for 5 years. Alpha pisha kana miyado, even if there's a kinyan affected, lo nishtabe, that is not a valid shiva. That is chayiv, is not chal. Shizukim amat, because there isn't something that is well defined. So the Rama quotes this b'shem Rabosav that is chayvus b'davar she'eino katsav is not chal. I, our Gemara, says explicitly otherwise. What about our Mishnah? That's an exception. That's the Gemara says here on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph that we're talking about Shtari of Sifta Kid Rav Gidol. Top line: the Amr of Gidol Merav Kama Tenosin LeBincha Kach VeKach Kama Tenosin LeBincha Kach VeKach Amde VeKitchu Kanu Hein Hein Dvar Menikne Bamir. So these kind of arrangements that are entered into in a kiddushin context, so there's a higher threshold for acceptance for hischaivus. Kinyan Amira, so the standard rules of Kinyanim and Hischaivus don't apply, and there, this is the exception, that this kind of Hischaivus is obligating. However, B'chol Torah Kula, by regular Choshe Mishpat, and regular transaction, if a person is Mishaiv to pay a Darvish and a Kasim, according to the Rambam, even with a Kinyan, that would not be Chal. And our Sugi is the exception. Why should that be? So the Rambam here in Perek Aleph is in the context of Hilcha of Asmachtos. The halachas both preceding and following this halacha in the Rambam are Asmachta halachas. The Rambam seems to be grouping this in Hilchas Asmachta, that there's a presumed lack of Gemiras Das. Even sometimes a Kinyan will obviate the problem of a lack of Gemiras Das for Asmachta. But sometimes the lack of Gemiras Das is so profound that even a Kinyan won't obviate that problem. And that's what seems to be going on in the Rambam here, that this is considered an Asmachta, or some Ke'en Asmachta, and therefore this Chayiv is not Chal. The Shach, I think, points this out. I'm sorry. What? This Chayiv is not Chal, according to the Rambam. If you're Mischayiv yourself to pay a Darvish Eino Kasev, you're not obligated to do so, even if the Hischaivus is Bikinyan, except for in the context of Hein, Hein, Dvar, Hein, Nikhtin, Bamir. Good? Okay.
Why is there no issue
with Asmachta? I'm sorry?
Why is there no issue with
Asmachta? The Rambam saying there is an issue with
Asmachta. No, of
Amira. Oh, because... So this notion of Bikinyan Amira, which may be unique to the context of Kiddushin, is that people are... They go above and beyond what they would normally do in a normal kind of business transaction, because there's a higher level of connection, consent, interest in that context, I think. So if you the Mishnah Melech over here on this Rambam writes that the Rambam's position that you can't be mischayiv in a darish ein akatsiv is limited to where there's no money that that transfers hands. If you actually give a kesef, or you pay money for this hischayivus, for the right to collect this darish ein akatsiv, then that works. It's only where you enter into this agreement where there's no money transferring hands that the Rambam says it doesn't work. Where you transfer money, so then we say agav zuzi garmer mishabe nafshe, that the fact that you're giving over money in exchange for the right to collect this darish ein akatsiv, so that indicates a higher level gemir sas, that indicates a higher buy-in, and that would allow you to collect that hischayivus. And the Mishnah Melech points out that's the mashmas, the lashon of the Ritva and Harsuga, when the Ritva quotes the Rambam, and the Ritva argues on the Rambam, but the Ritva writes, even the Rambam, lo amar Rambam, ela b'mischayiv atzmo derech matanu gemilas chasadim. The Rambam's limitation on his chayivus and darish ein akatsiv is only where you're mischayiv yourself in some kind of benevolent act, derech matan of milas chasad, then you're not getting anything in return. But mashmos is that if you would get something in return, if there is a if there is zuzi being transferred, and you're getting paid for the right to that, or you're paying for the right to then collect the darish ein akatsiv, then that would indicate a higher enough level of gemir zas to make the hischayivus binding. So the just one second, the ksos in Choshe Mishpat Siman Samech of Katan Beis closest Mishnah Melech points out this just fits into this notion of asmachta, that in general asmachta is lo kanya because of the lack of gemir sas, but if you make this into a mechira with the transfer of money, so that indicates a higher level of gemir sas, which would allow the hischayivus to be chal. Yeah.
Do we discuss why the Rosh Hashanah Kasev versus the Kasev Dishvit any chalak? And why is it that, according to the Ritva, let's say that you don't need a kin to be Mechayim Sav the Rosh Hashanah Kasev, and it's not going to be the Rosh Hashanah
Kasev? And?
It's not going to carry Mechayim Sav the Rosh Hashanah Kasev. I mean, if I'm Mechayim myself for $500 and it doesn't work, but I'm Mechayim myself from Zonos, which might be 500, might be 300,
right,
it does work. Just why? They must do it.
No, the Ritva says that you are chayvus for darish ein akatsiv b'chol haTorah kula does work.
Does work, yes.
Right.
And koshin chatzav.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, we're talking about darish ein akatsiv. Obviously, if I'm inside myself to pay a set sum money, so that's a regular chayvus. Here we're talking about where there could be fluctuation. So what's my obligation to pay where there could be fluctuation? So Rambam sounds like this is some kind of an asmachta issue where it only works in the context of kedushin. And most other Rishonim are choli. The Ravid also is masik here from our sugya. The Ravid says, very good, the Rambam seems to be quoting Rav Gidol that Heinen Dvar Meniknim Bamira, and this is limited to the context of kedushin. But the way the Ravid read the sugya, Rav Gidol is only quoted to explain Reish Lakish and Arav Yochanan, because we begin with the machlokas Omer Lechavei Rechayven Ilichamana. V'yochanan says chayiv, Reish Lakish says pater. So in the Hemshel Eshach Ritaya, the Gemara, the way the Ravid understood, is quoting Rav Gidol in explanation of Reish Lakish, we pass like Rav Yochanan. So it could be that Rav Gidol in this context isn't even explaining the day that's Lalacha. Others argue on that and say no, that you could read the Gemara that you could say Latamei for Rav Yochanan as well. But bottom line, the Ravid sides with the other Rishonim that lahalacha, there's no chilek between the context of kedushin and the context of other generic Choshe Mishpat situations, that his chayiv son of Dovr Shein HaKasev would work. If you want to look on your own, Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Yabi Omer Chelek Gimel Choshe Mishpat Siman Dalet. See, he there has an understanding based on a Shita Mekubetzes B'das Rashi in the Gemara on Samech Siman Aleph that maybe Rashi could come out like the Rambam as well. But that's a cheshbon you can look on your own if you're interested. Yeah.
Even if you say that the Gemara's answer is only within Reish Lakish.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the din of the Mishnah is in the context of Yisu and Kedushin.
Right.
So, isn't it still a Kiddush to extrapolate to outside of that context that can you become the status of Yisrael?
No, because that could be the mission tells you it's in this context because that's the topic of our Masechta.
So, like, maybe
taste right. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a compelling reason to distinguish, so this why shouldn't this be a generic question?
Gidol. I mean, we do pass like
Rav Gidol. We pass like Rav Gidol that there does exist such a notion as Kenyan Amira. But you wouldn't necessarily shall sue that Kenyan Amira to this din, is saying this is the only way this operates is a Kenyan Amira. Okay. Lahalacha, the Mechaber in Choshe Mishpat Simen Samech Seif Beis writes as follows. Hamechayv Asma Dovashin Akasiv, Kigonshin Eschayv Lazan Eschavero O Lechasos O Chameshanim. So according to the Rambam, outside of the limited context of our sugya, his chayvus v'darvish and akasa doesn't work. And everyone else after the Rambam, says the Mechaber, argues, and everyone assumes that the shibud does work. So the Mechaber says the Rambam is essentially a das yachid, and lalacha, all the other Rishonim argue, and therefore we paskin against the Rambam. The Shachar has a discussion in Sivkat Yinyud Beis. Can you say Kimli Karamba? You know, does the Muchzak have the right to say, well, you know, usually we do allow for a Muchzak to say Kimli where there's Machlokas Rishonim? Does that even apply where it's a Das Yachid? Is the Rabbin really a Das Yachid? So the Shachar is noted to say that the Rabbin is indeed a Das Yachid, and you don't say Kimli against an absolute Das Yachid, or you don't say Kimli like an absolute Das Yachid. Rav Avadya Natshuva argues that minimally, he says it's not a Das Yachid, because the Rambam quotes it from Chein HaRabosai. So Rabosai is plural, so it's at least three. It's the Rambam and at least two of his Rebbeim. And then Rav Avadya thinks that maybe you can dig up some others that hold that way also. So Rav Avadya's note to Lalacha should this come up, that you could say Kimli Kedasa Rambam. But there may be, even with the extent, you know, even to the extent that we don't pass on the Rambam, and we pass on that Eschaivus, Bedavar, Sheino Katsav, is indeed Chal, there may be limitations. These halachas in our Alman and Izonis context are quoted in Evan Ezer, Simon, Kuf, Yadalid, and the Taz here in Sifkat and Beis, and the Beis Shmuel, there quotes the Taz as well. Taz is of the opinion that if it's an unreasonable fluctuation, then that might not be included in the Hischaivus. So if the markets tend to fluctuate within a certain range, so you can assume that the Hischaivus covers that range. But if there is a unforeseen kind of market fluctuation due to some abnormal circumstance and the price of something skyrockets, so then even if in principle we hold that it's chayvus v'darvish and akasa works, it wouldn't work akadei kach. And if you read Rabbi Meir Orlean's weekly Choshe Mishpat columns, but a few weeks ago he had a scenario basically working off the sugya of gas prices that went up, and someone who agreed to pay someone's gas and tolls. So that's if you're looking for a halachal mice application of that, you can look over there. Okay, the next mini topic we want to talk about for a few minutes is a little bit of what emerges from our sugya about kavod eshes av and kavod ach hagadol. So in the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel and Aleph, that begins the story of what happened when Rebbe passed away. So the Gemara here relates on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom. That one of the instructions given, it's about 15 lines before the bottom, Hizaru Bechvod Imchem. So be careful to, after my passing, Rebbe instructed his B'nai Bayis to be careful about the kavod of their mother. So Gemara says, the Rebbe doesn't have to tell them about Dinam Daraisa, Daraisa he, it's a pasuk in the Chumash that says kavidas avicha v'simecha. So my answer is eshes av havoi. So no, it wasn't their mother; it was her father's wife from the second marriage. Eshes anami daraisa he. That's also in daraisa. D'tanya kavidas avicha v'simecha es avicha zu eshes avicha v'simecha zu balimecha. So there's a reboot to include eshes av as well. And vav yisayr l'rabbis as achicha gadol. And there's also a reboot to include older brothers. Our answer is Hani Mila Mechaim of Alacha Misalos. No, so that din, be it a din deraisa, be it an asmachta of Kavod Eishes Av, only applies when father is alive. Min HaTorah, Ikar Adin, when father passes away, you no longer need to accord Kavod Medina to his wife, because he's no longer alive. Nevertheless, Rabbi instructed his Bnei Abayis that it's appropriate to do so as some kind of midas chasidus. Yeah.
And for a father after his death, also not midaraisa?
A father himself? That may be, but that's a different...
Was the judge of the chilek between a father and his
son? This is only... that may depend on what the nature of kavod eishes av is. Is it an extension of the father, or is it... is it an extension of the body of the father, or is it some common kavod that you accord your father because it's a person that he's married to? But if he's no longer married to her because he's not alive, then you don't have to accord that kavod. Good. So that was Rabbi's instruction that la'achar misa nekar adin, this din of kavod doesn't apply, but it's appropriate, meet this chasidus, last instructions, to accord her covet as well. So if you look in the Gilyan Hashas over here, Kiveger just has a marmakom. Ayin Rashbam, Bababasa Kuflam and Aleph, Diba Maskel v'Isha, Eitzel b'nei Habal, v'Tzarech Iyan. So what's it, Tzarech Iyan from Bababasa? So the Gemara there says, Amr v'Yudam Rishmuel, HaKosev, Kol Nechasav l'Ishto, Lo Asal Avatrapa. If a person writes over all his possessions to his wife, so it doesn't mean that he's actually being Morish as his wife, it just means that he's appointing his wife as the executor of the estate. So then the Gemara goes on, a few lines later, Yivayluhu Isha Eitzel B'nei Baal Mahu. So does that relationship exist, or does that presumption? Does that presumption that Kosev Nechasav l'Ishto, Lo Asal Avatrapa apply even in a situation where the wife, the Yorshim are not the biological children of the wife, they are the children of the husband from a different marriage. So the Rashbam there writes the following line, Yesh labanim isha cheres ein chayav mechvoda kol kach. If a person has sons from another woman, so they aren't obligated so much in kavod of their father's wife who's not their mother, only because of the Ribi Akra of S. The Kamish Ein Chayav Mechvodo Eino Makbid Im Ein Mechabdin Oso. And anyone who you're not Chayav in their Kavod, so you wouldn't be Makbid if you don't accord. Anyone that you're not Chayav in their Kavod, you wouldn't be Makbid if you don't, if you aren't properly Mechabi them. I'm sorry, I read the wrong line. Let's go back. Sorry. Again, the Gemara there says, and then we're asked, what about a case where the wife in question is not the mother of the children, who are the Yarsha? So the Rashbam writes, Eitzel b'nei abal, d'lo hayilo b'ana mimena, d'nei ma'apetrapa shavya, k'dei she'yichabdu b'ana, shachayav m'chvoda. Now we're talking about the wife, who is not the mother of these children, where the husband would have appointed this wife as an apotropis in order for the children to be mechavid her. So the mashmalus of that is that there is kavod eshes av even lachamisa, because the father wants the wife to be, the children to be mechavid his wife even after he passes away, which is why he would appoint her as an apotropis under these circumstances.
Would it be because of this no chiluk kavod, that's why he needs to do the shenanigans or to make it that of, totally, she's the one that I need to go to get my car across, so obviously I'm going to give her honor.
Right, but why does he...
There's no
chiluk. Also, it's only because he can cover it up. It's not actually her kind of cover.
That could be, but does that chiluk apply to Chamisa? You know, even if it's an extension of the kavod av, but is that extended Medina La Chamisa?
Isn't the deen here only for a kavod, meaning independent of his kavod?
Well, the question is whether the halachic requirement to be mechabit her exists, and that requirement may be an extension, or presumably is an extension of kavod av on some level.
Always.
Right.
The Rishbam is saying what
again? The Rishbam is saying that in the situation where this is not their mother, and you would be you would still make her into an apotropis in order to force the children to be mechabit her, which is lachamisa.
So is the force? So assume the fact means the force meant it is that there is no intrinsic chiyuv.
The diuk is that in this situation, you are trying to enforce kavod. So you see...
You're enforcing chiyuv is actually present.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. what you're reading. Right. There is no chiyuv, and you just want to care about her, and your children are not going to care about her.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. So I guess you could read it. Right. Okay. So that's presumably where Kivegas Kasha is coming from. And then he has a line that Ein Chayav Mefoda Kol Kach Le Misur Dekras. That sounds like because the covenant is only Misur Dekras, so they may be less inclined or less conscious of the Chiv, and that's why you need to incentivize it.
The question is that there's, say, that would be derisa, and
right.
Eric Marcy is on derisa.
Not about derisa derona, does it exist or not? I mean, even if it's only Mishamas Machta, there you see there's a chiyuv, and from our Gemara, Rabbi said it's a midas chasidus, but there's no din, right? Rabbi's saying that's it's advisable, he's giving advice. So if it's a din, he doesn't have to tell them to fulfill the din, he's giving them advice that's beyond what's mikra din. The Chumas Taurus Rifal, Arachayim Chelak Al Simen Hey, suggests that maybe all the Rishba means. I'm sorry?
What is that?
Rifal Shapira, Taurus Rifal, Chelak Al Simen Hey, thinks that maybe all the Rishba means when he says, Ein Chayav Mefod Kokach Ali Misuri Dekra, is that since it's only. This is probably along the lines of Anoma saying that since we're only Marvin Miribi Dekra, so maybe it is only Bisman Shav of Kayim, and here the incentivization there would be beyond what's required Mikra Din. Yeah, the Marshal of Abbasra has a technical Yishuv also. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, it is true that the din of the Isser, it's Beferish Gemara and Rambam Shulchan Aruch, that the Isser Erva of Eishes Av definitely applies to Achamisa, but the requirement of Kavod may be distinct from the Isser Erva. I mean, there is some relationship, the status of Eishes Av definitely exists Achamisa L'Inyan Arayos, but Kavod may be a separate cheshen. The Asam Darais points out in Klal Ches that given that Kavod, he distinguishes between Kavod Eishes Av and Kavod Eishes Chaver. So the din is that Kavod Eishes Chaver applies even after the Talmud Chacham passes away, as opposed to Kavod Eishes Av that does not. So he says the reason for the chiyuv of Kavod Eishes Av is an extension of the gufav is some kind of ishtok gufa notion, or this is an extension of your father. So if your father is no longer b'chayim, so she's an extension of your father as far as the din of kavod. the requirement of kavod eishes chaver is not an extension of the Talmud Chacham, but rather it's kavod Torah. And that kavod Torah exists even if the Talmud Chacham himself is no longer alive. That's the Asan Daraisa of Yosef Engel's suggestion. Okay. Right, our Gemara also referenced here the din of Achicha Gadol, so that's Machlokas Hafokim. Achicha Gadol, does that apply to only the eldest brothers? Does that apply to older brothers as well? So if you look on the page in Shulchan Aruch, so you have there in Simon Reish Mem at the end, the Beis Lachem Yehuda, Shlomo Eger, so they all assume that the din of Kavod Achicha Gadol is only for the eldest brother and not for older brothers. And in one of the contemporary Svarim on Hilchos Kibud Avaim, the Sefer Dinei Kibud Avaim, he points out that there's a medrash that's on the Svayos in Parshas Yisro, a psikta, that says, Ve'es l'rabbas achicha b'chor. So not achicha gadol, achicha b'chor, it should be explicit that it only applies to the eldest brother. The Tshuva Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Vav writes that the reason this should be so is that the rest of the reason to mechaved achicha gadol is because that's the brother who is the recipient of the larger share of and is entitled to the kavod, the godless of the father beyerusha. That's the one we have a little bit later on of afapi shishimin shimin bini gadol gamliel bini nasi, that positions of srara of nasius are given to the bechor and not given to the most qualified. So maybe that's some the extension of Kibud Av is to be Mechabe, the eldest brother, who is the one who is going to receive certain status matters of the father Birusha. The Chida, however, in Berke Yosef writes that the din applies to older brothers as well, not only the eldest brother. Piskei Tshuva, there in Simon Reish Mem, Sivkatan Yutes, quotes the Shuvas Yaakov we just mentioned, who assumes that the din of Kavod Ach HaGadol does not apply to Achos HaGadol, it's only an Ach. So he writes that you can't make up new drashas, that we don't find anywhere in Shas and Poskim anyone who says that it applies to an elder sister, it only applies to an older brother, and I don't bother me with the Medrash that says that the reason that Rachel died prematurely was because she spoke before her brother Leah. And that was inappropriate, number one, because we don't pass him from Gadata, and number two, that wasn't just a lack of covet for elder sister, that was, she was mevazah her, that's worse. It was an act of bizayon to talk out of turn. But you can't prove from there anything about covet achos hagadola per se. Okay. And again, the Chida argues, and the Chida who assumes that it then applies to all elder brothers, also assumes that it applies to the eldest sister.
Elder sister.
I guess for him it would be the older sisters, because he holds that...
So because it's not tied at all to the cover of the father.
I'm sorry?
It's not tied at all to the cover of the father. It's not that you have your older
right.
child. Is
unless you could argue that, no, this is all, meaning there's a certain age hierarchy, and it's hard to argue, right?
I work in the field, I'll take over his job, but right. it has some element of being high the father, being high the brother. I think the sister, that's hard to argue.
Right, it's more, right, it's more difficult to argue that, correct.
LMI, what? That it's maybe being high, it's really when God says, you know, parents get everything good, bro, right? So being high the people.
Right. Then it's like a rough the daughter first, because
she's going to be behind the chest. Right, and the Radaik and the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, not the clearest idea, but some Radaik from the Ramban's lashon there in why Yaakov is mechaved Esav, that maybe the din only applies to the eldest brother, Bechor. But it's not. I don't know if that's the most compelling idea if you look at the lashon at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. Okay. The third and final topic we'll talk about briefly. Under what circumstances suicide might be mutter. The Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, in the end of the discussion of the story of the day that Rebbe died, has the story of the Koves, the launderer, who wasn't present at the Levaya. So the first long line, Hu Yom Dashkafte the Rabbi Nafka Baskal Vyama called the Habashkafte the Rabbi Mizuman al Khayama Ba, who Kovis Koyoma Hava Asi Kame, Hu Yomalasa, that day punk the Apatanakam, came the Shamahi Salak Ligra, Vinafala Ara Umis. He went up to the roof and he fell down and he died. Yasa Baskal Vyama Afa Hu Kovis Mizuman Hu Lakaye Olam Hava. So at first glance, Pashas of the Gemara sounds like he committed suicide, which usually we assume is a bad thing. But here it seems to be lauded and praised. So how could that be? If you look in the Shita Gubetzes here, Shita Gubetzes quotes from Rabbeinu Klonim is the following: "Hashda nicha shaharag hakoves es atzmo midas." So it's okay. We can understand and accept that this laundry person committed suicide. Mishum dechilo Shabbos. Because the sun was up longer and he didn't realize when the sun set, so he ended up being Mechal Shabbos. Didn't realize when Shabbos began, he ended up being Mechal Shabbos. Lo nesasek bez beido, ulahachi salak veigra v'nafal akva mis, and that's why he went up to the attic and the roof and fell down and died. The high neskila kedin Mechal Shabbos, so he was a Mechal Shabbos, so he performed skila as is the din for a Mechal Shabbos. I'm sorry.
Here, Rav Yaakov
says there's no chiyuv
whatsoever to be killing yourself
for chiyuv space and for basing passing. So I guess. Right, but so the part is Yosef in Chumash in Parshas Noach, quoting from the Rishami, that the way the Rishami tells the story is that the Kovis was Mechal Shabbos, the Baskal came out and said that he lost his Olam Haba, and then he fell. Then he jumped off the roof. And the Nirtzala. So that sounds like it's mutter to kill yourself for kaparas avonos. Then he quotes from the Sefer Binyan Yecheskel. No, he didn't intentionally fall off the roof. That's because that's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara in quoted from Ksuvos also in Eilin Aris Af Lamed. That Afapi she Aramisas Batlu din Aramisas La Batlu, right? So what's the lashon of the Gemara there? Mishin is chayiv skila, no film in a gag. So that's what happened here. It's not that he fell off the roof. It's not that he jumped his death. It's that he went up to the roof and he fell off unintentionally. So that was the kiyum of din Aramisas.
It's the same with Basra with the last woman from Hurus's family.
Right.
Falls off the roof.
Right. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But we have less problem justifying that because there we don't have a Basco that says she was Mizum and L'chayel Mabah. So even if. Correct. Right. Okay. But along these lines, there's a famous tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Enden, tshuva Seyavitz, Chelek Aleph Sim Mem Gimel, about the woman that was pregnant with an illegitimate child. Are you allowed to abort? Right? So the Rabbi Yaakov Enden writes over there that if she's married, Karav Beinai Lahatiri thought that maybe that should be permissible, because anyway, she's Mechuyavis Misa Min HaTorah. Because even though Dalam Misa Svatlu Din Dalam Misa Slo Batlu, and if we were to kill her, then obviously her Uber would be killed as well. So, if she wanted to take the initiative and abort, we wouldn't punish her for it. That's somewhat along these lines.
Why is that? Why does it help?
Why does what help?
Meaning, understand, she is Chayav Misa.
Right.
And therefore.
So, Lamaisa, we're not going to, we don't have Misa's best, we can't kill her. But we have some notion that people who deserve to be killed Mises Bezdin will get killed, something came Mises Bezdin. And were that to happen, the kid would be, the Uber would be killed also. So she wants to take the initiative and kill the Uber, so it's kind of like they're Mechuyav Misa anyway, and it's not so bad. So he's not recommending it, but he wouldn't protest. No, so Chiyuv Misa presumably isn't on the. Maybe Talia and Rabbi Yochima. Right. Right. Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm.
for the sheep.
Okay, I'll stop here.